Sorry, so most of it is like a sexual game, some kind of.
Well, it's more of a flirtatious game. It's because as you can see, it's not pornography. It's not pornography. There's no graphic nudity or anything. It's just it's about eroticism, and it's an environment where people are encouraged to flirt and have cybersex.
Is what?
It's an environment where people are encouraged to flirt and have cybersex, which is what they do anyway. We're just giving them an environment that makes it friendly to that and interesting, and it gives them a role-playing environment that's kind of fun. I like role-playing myself, so.
Yeah. How long have you been working on this?
When did we start working on this? Was it like in December last year?
Can I see you when you talk to me?
It was when you moved to LA. It was around December, so almost a year.
Yeah? Is that the first game that you made up? Or?
Yeah, well, like I said before, we were making skins for other games. We made Quake skins that we were making available on PlaySkins. And that we started about 2 years ago, I think. And so that was just for people to use in their own playing of their own games. But what happened was we fell in love with those characters that we created, and so we decided to make a game just for them, because we wanted them to have their own world to live in. And actually, some of our favorite characters they aren't in here yet. We developed some characters that we just love, and we can't wait to introduce them. But so far, they have to wait.
Which programs are you used to do those? I mean, to
make the characters?
Yeah.
Anne-Marie's done all the